good segue to the fact that it's now 2 o'clock and we are going to have our open forum and public comment section of the commission hearing. And I think that there may be some people that are online that would certainly like to weigh in on this subject, and we'd love to hear from them before we take action. So that is what I'd like to do now. I'd hand it over to our staff attorney, John Simmons, and he can run the next battle of public comment procedures here for us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roblin, John Gatelman, staff attorney. Now is the time for the open forum portion of our meeting. So anyone that is wishing to talk about any topic of interest to the commission may do so. I currently have three names that were emailed to us that would like to speak, so we'll start with those. Is Justin Broughton from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on the line or in the room?
I am on the line. Thank you.
Right, and just a reminder to all those that are wishing to testify, you have 3 minutes. So, sir, your 3 minutes begins now.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity from the commission and the staff to testify. I just want to touch on the four petitions that Dana was good enough to put in for us. Just a little background on myself. I am a board member for SDBI, along with Mr. Rogers. I'm also the National Youth Coordinator for the Pope and Young Club. And I just want to comment on these four petitions, just starting with the Archery Elk specifically. Really one number sticks out here that I'd like the commission to focus on. Currently, there are 28 applications, first choice applications for every single archery elk tag, and there are 14 first choice applications for every rifle tag. So if you are a rifle elk hunter, your odds are twice as good of getting a first choice tag compared to if you are an archery tag seeker. So a very important stat there to focus on. You know, all the archery hunters are asking for is a little bigger piece of that pie. Dana made some great points with the fee increases. We're just looking to bring ourselves in line with other Western states, you know, specifically with the small game requirement as well. I know me personally, I apply in multiple states for elk hunts and other types of hunts. I can hunt squirrels in, I think, 5 states this year. And I have no intention of going to any of those states, and others probably are in the same boat. There's no reason South Dakota can't get a piece of that action as well. I know some of the argument is always when they see less applications. That has never been the case in any Western state. It will not be in South Dakota either. The tag caps that we have proposed in favor of all of those as well, and that really just brings the archery competition more in line with our rifle hunting counterparts. All of those are set at an 8% cap. We're actually being more generous than that and what we're asking for on the archery side. It's going to improve the experience for all hunters, resident and non-resident alike. We put limits in there only on public land hunters, all private land hunters that are going through outfitters that have family in the state that they come back to hunt with. They all have unlimited tag options. You know, just listening in earlier, my last comment, you know, related to Mr. Kirschman's comments on the timing of these, I see this as the perfect timing. All these require a lot of due diligence, a lot of research from the department to ensure that these are implemented correctly and put into rulemaking for next season. Our intent was never to ask for these things to be implemented this year. It was always for 2022 and forward. You know, the more timing and lead time we give you guys to consider these things and do due diligence on it and you know, make the right choices, I think the better off we are. That wraps up my testimony. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. The next person on the list that I have is John Almont from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Are you either present or on the line? Okay, I'll come back and check one more time before we wrap up. But the next person I have on the list is Ms. Nancy Hilding. Are you on the line?
I'll start my video. Hi, Nancy Hilding, President, Prairie Hills Audubon Society. First off, I want to thank you for having all these virtual Zoom meetings. I have to plan my life. I would like to know whether you are going to continue to do this. I hope you will. But can you let us know about the future with virtual meetings? It's very nice. I'm able to attend meetings that when you have them in Vermilion or Sioux Falls or Aberdeen, I could not do. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is the archives. Back in 2020, when you had the archives, you had the recordings of the audio, but you also still had some of the paper up there, like the minutes, the comments, the commission book. And right now, the way it's been going in 2021, you just have the audio without the paper. Like, very important things like the minutes are not getting put up in the archives. I wish you would fix that. Thank you. So now I'm going to move on to talking about otters and beavers. And what I'm going to, when I asked John Katulnik for information about populations that you have gathered over the year, I am told I cannot have this until it's submitted to the commission. Now, when Keith Fisk gave his presentation, or it wasn't Keith Fisk, it was somebody else, it was somebody from Travis Vernia's shop, gave the presentation on the otters. It was just talking about the 15 otters taken during the season. And if we go to the otter management plan on page 10, there's all of these other things that you're supposed to be collecting for monitoring. It's not just telling us about the 15 otters that were taken during the season. Also within your rule about otter taking, about otter season, they are supposed to give Game Fish and Parks any otter that are incidentally taken during the rest of the year. So we always have. I exceeded my minute.
One minute remaining.
All right, thank you. So I would very much like, we would very much like to have this information, and we would like to have it before July 8th, so that it can influence our testimony. So we want to know about the incidental take in the traps. We want to know about whether you're still doing bridge surveys, you know, cameras out there checking the snow, coming up with distribution and abundance numbers for the otters. I'd look at your monitoring plan in the otter plan and see what you're supposed to be doing. And we should have all, you know, we always question whether this hunting season, whether you knew enough about your population, whether this hunter season was justified. You're not giving us enough information. Okay, I'm going to move on, and I would like that information before available for the public to look at before July 8th. So just one real quick. I would also like information for beavers on what you are doing for non-lethal response and non-lethal management of conflict beavers. Do you have any kind of program where if people are concerned about a beaver, whether you can relocate it to a different location without killing it, whether you teach them about putting fences around culverts and drainage pipes that ensure the water never gets too high. There's non-lethal engagements that you can have. And I would like... And I would like this information before July 8th. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Going back to John Altman, are you online or in the room? Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify to the commission? I know some gentlemen stopped in. Were they wanting to testify in front of the commission? If I could just get you to state your name, sir, and the city of your residence.
Yeah, this is Chris Burkholder from Gregory, and we're trying to get fishing license and hunting license and stuff, and we were not able to obtain any because we didn't have photo ID, and we almost don't normally carry photo ID and stuff, so I got a hold of somebody up in Pier, and they connected me with Travis. There you go. And we're talking about coming over and see what we could do about being able to obtain license so we could legally do hunting and fishing and stuff in South Dakota. I was hoping we could see what we could figure out of what we could do for that.
Yeah, so someone will be getting in touch with you from the department as far as alternative ways that you can produce documentation to show who you are other than a picture ID. So someone will be reaching out to you for sure.
Okay. Did you want any certain documents, or do you know of what will work, or did you want any other information as far as...
Not at this time, no. But like I said, staff will reach out to you and work with you to make sure that we get you guys what you need in a manner that works for you guys.
Hearing none, Mr. Chair, that concludes the open forum.